This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Given. We got news this week that preparations for the Tokyo Olympics are continuing as planned, even though there's some concern the Games might be disrupted by the spread of the coronavirus. Many of the athletes hoping to parade around Olympic Stadium for the opening ceremonies this summer have been training in their sport for more than half their lives. But there's one athlete with a good shot to make the U.S. team who first picked up her sport just over 2 years ago. Only a Game's Gary Wallach has the story.
Christy Kershey grew up in a family of athletes.
Definitely an understatement.
Christy's parents met at Cornell University, where they played soccer. Growing up in Franklin, Massachusetts, Christy watched her older siblings play lots of sports.
And, like, every memory I have of my childhood is me on the sideline in one of their games. I don't think there was ever a doubt about whether I was going to pick up sports. I started playing soccer, I think, as soon as I could walk.
Soon, Christy took up lacrosse and basketball. She was good at everything she tried. Well, not quite everything. When Christy was 8, her mom signed her up for dance lessons.
And it was something I was god-awful at. And after a year of doing, like, the ballet and everything, I walked up to my mom and I was like, you know, Mom, I really want to quit ballet. I don't really like it. And then I followed up with, and I want to go play football.
Christy's mom signed her up for Pop Warner in 2002.
I loved every second of it. I had so much fun. I got to play running back, a little bit of quarterback, and I played some linebacker on defense, getting to tackle people, break tackles.
Christy played 4 years of Pop Warner, but when it came time to go to college, she had another sport in mind.
Soccer was always the one that I was dreaming about going to the Olympics for. It was always soccer.
Christy joined the team at Division III Williams College and won a national championship in 2015. But it became clear that she wasn't going to make the U.S. Olympic soccer team. Christy graduated in 2017 with a degree in political science. Now, for the first time, she had to imagine everyday life without competitive team sports.
That was definitely a tough pill for me to swallow, but I was trying to focus on what I was going to do with the rest of my life. So I ended up getting a job in a law firm in Boston, Ropes and Gray, which is a pretty big one.
From the outset, Christy missed the competitive environment, which is kind of ironic when you consider she was working at a law firm.
I definitely think I realized pretty early on that the office job life wasn't going to be for me. I really did not enjoy sitting at a desk all day doing the 9-to-5 thing.
Then what happened?
So I was complaining to my friends a lot about how much I miss playing sports.
Christy complained to the right person. Her best friend from high school was playing for the Boston Women's Rugby Club.
She kept telling me, you should try playing rugby. Like, you'd probably be really good at it. I think you'll enjoy it. And I was actually really resistant to the idea because, you know, in my brain, I was like, oh, I haven't picked up a new sport since I started playing football when I was 8. Like, I could be terrible at it. I could hate it. Like, I was really afraid of that.
In February of 2018, Christy Kershey attended her first practice.
I was very nervous. You know, I had, like, held the rugby ball maybe once before that. And I was like, wow, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Christy has the perfect attributes for rugby. She's team-oriented, physically strong, and a deceptively fast runner. When Christy played in her first game,
they threw me out on the wing, and I scored right away. And I feel like that moment, that was like, okay, I can do this. I'm going to be okay at this. Rugby is starting to make a lot more sense to me.
As a soccer player, Christy was used to creating passing lanes upfield from the ball carrier. In rugby, there's no such thing. All passing must go backward. But she did have one advantage. All the skills she had learned in the various sports she had played as a kid.
You know, having played soccer, I had a pretty good awareness of just, like, the fluidity of the sport. And then I think, you know, hand-eye coordination from basketball and lacrosse were huge. And having, you know, learned how to tackle when I was 8 years old and, like, learned how to take a hit, I wasn't afraid of the contact element. Every single sport I played really allowed me to be good at rugby, I think.
Christy was invited to join a regional rugby development program. That got her some national exposure. A few months later, she was invited to join USA Rugby's development team.
It was one of the most terrifying decisions that I've ever made. You know, I had an apartment in Boston. I had a full-time job in Boston. I was doing pretty well for myself, and I got offered this opportunity. And so I just took a chance on the Olympic dream.
In November 2018, just 10 months after she picked up the sport, Christy attended USA Rugby's national camp. By December, she had signed a contract with the U.S. Women's National Rugby Team. She now lives and trains in Chula Vista. In January 2019, Christy traveled with the team to Sydney, Australia on a rugby sevens tour. She scored a team-high 5 tries, the rugby term for touchdown. The highlight came against top-ranked New Zealand. Kershey took a pass from a teammate, stiff-armed a defender, and rocketed 80 yards downfield for the score.
Christy Kersh is a star in the making for the USA.
I believe a star is born, Ricky.
USA beat New Zealand and took the bronze medal in Sydney. A few months later, the U.S. qualified for the Tokyo 2020 Games. Christy is now among the 24 women hoping to make the Olympic cut. And she's still getting better.
Every tournament we go to, I'm learning a lot of new things. For so long, I've just been able to rely on natural instincts. My athletic past has helped with that, but I think there's so much left to learn and so much potential to still be maximized.
Christy Kershey is 25 years old. She says a trip to the Tokyo Olympics would make for a perfect second act, or maybe it's her fifth act, after her years playing soccer, lacrosse, basketball, and football.
And every time I put on that jersey, the USA jersey, I'm kind of in disbelief that I get to do this and that this is my life that I'm living. You never know when the opportunity that's going to change your life is going to be presented to you. And, you know, sometimes you just have to take a chance on yourself and follow your gut and just go for it with everything you got, even if it's terrifying.
That story came from Only a Game's Gary Wallach.